M88 recording length 13 minutes and 42 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 88 Spiral Galaxy M88, NGC 4501, Type SC, Incoma Baranis's M88.jpg, Right Ascension 12, 32.0, H colon M, Declination plus 14, 25, Deg colon M, Distance 60,000. Cli, visual brightness 9.6, mag, apparent dimension 7x4, arc min, discovered 1781 by Charles Messier, Messier 88, Million 88, NGC 4501, as one of the brighter spiral galaxies in the Virgo cluster of galaxies. M88 is one of the 8 galaxies found on March 18, 1781 by Charles Messier in the Coma Virgo region, and described by him as nebula without stars, one of the faintest objects, and similar to M58 on that most successful discovery day. Messier also found globular cluster M92, to bring his daily score to 9 cataloged objects. M88 is among the first recognized as a spiral galaxy, and listed by Lord Rosse as one of 14 spiral nebulae, discovered to 1850. This bright member of the Virgo cluster of galaxies is nicely symmetrical and of multiple arm type, as its equatorial plane is inclined by about 30 degrees to the line of sight. Its appearance resembles a bit that of the Andromeda Galaxy M31, and its outline is an elongated ellipse of angular dimension between 7x4 to 8x3 arc minutes, according to different sources, corresponding to a linear diameter of about 130,000 light years. This is one of the more rewarding galaxies in the Virgo cluster for smaller instruments. This galaxy is one of the Virgo cluster members with a considerable peculiar velocity away from us, as it is receding with about 2000 km/sec. Type EF supernova 1999 CL occurred in M88 on May 28, 1999, was discovered on May 29, 1999 at magnitude 16.4 and reached magnitude 13.6.13.8, June 5, 1999. Messier 88 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781. Messier, M88, March 18, 1781 88 12 H 21 meters 03s, 185 D 15, 49. Plus 15 D37, 51, nebula without star, in Virgo, between two small stars and one star of the sixth magnitude, which appear at the same time as the nebula in the field of the telescope. Its luminosity is one of the faintest, and it resembles the one reported in Virgo. Number 58, William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 660. 1784, April 8, SW 187, BPLR bright, pretty large, round, with S small, one after it, moonlight so strong that I had nearly overlooked the latter, asterisk, asterisk, Dreyer's note, see Scientific Papers, Volume 1, p. 297, note to II.118, 1787, January 14, SW 691, VBVLE very bright, very large, extended, on HII.118, HII.118, 1784 April 8, compared to 6 Gumi, small, see note, note, just following the 88 of the Kinesis day temps, John Herschel, 1833, H 1312, H1312 equals M88, sweep 422, April 28, 1832, Ra 12 H23 meters 23.4s, NPD 74 D38, 19, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL, VME, 8L, 1BR, the northern half is brighter than the southern, bright, very large, very much extended, 8, long, 1, broad, the northern half is brighter than the southern, sweep the 24th of, April 3rd, 1826, Ra 12 H23 meters 23.5s, NPD 74 D38, 17, 1830.0 B L E B M to N U C L pose by Dion equals 140 deg dot 0 plus slash has an asterisk just at its SF extremity. Bright, large, extended, brighter toward the middle to a nucleus. Position angle by Dion equals 140.0 deg plus slash has a star just at its south following say extremity. Sweep the 23rd of April 1st, 1826. Raw 12 H 23 meters 24.0s. NPD 74 D38 50 1830.0 VB VL E GBM scene trough cloud. Very bright. Very large. Extended. Scene trough cloud. Sweep 419. April 23rd, 1832. Raw 12 H 23 meters 24.0s, NPD 74 D38, 50, 1830.0, viewed, Mian pose equals 143 deg.4 by Microm, PSMBM, 7L, 1BR, viewed, much extended and position angle equals 143.4 deg measured, by micrometer, pretty suddenly much brighter toward the middle, 7, long, 1. Broad. Sweep 418, April 21st, 1832, Raw 12 H 23 meters 24.0s, NPD 74 D37, 9, 1830.0, a mere glimpse through a cloud. Sweep 421, April 26th, 1832, Raw 12 H 23 meters 24.0s, NPD 74 D38, plus slash. 1830.0, pose equals 145 deg.3 by Microm, 8L, 1BR, SVMBM, has a double star SF, position angle of extension, equals 145.3 deg measured, by micrometer, 8, long, 1, broad, suddenly very much brighter toward the middle, has a double star south following to the say, Smythe. CCCCXLVIII 448 M88 CCCCXLVIII 88 million Virginis now Comae Berenices R12H 23 meters 54s Dec and 15 D18.5 mean epoch of observation 1836.37 May 1836 with chart including other objects M84 M86 M87 M88 M89, M90, M58 and Messier's erroneous position of M91, and several Herschel objects, a long elliptical nebula, on the outer side of Virgo's left wing. It is pale white in color, and trends in a line bearing NPNW, 2SF say, and with its attendant stars, forms a pretty pageant. The lower or northern part in the inverted field is brighter than the southern, a circumstance which, with its spindle figure, opens a large field for conjecture. This is a wonderful nebulous region, and the diffused matter occupies an extensive space, in which several of the finest objects of Messier and the Herschels will readily be picked up by the keen observer in extraordinary proximity. The following diagram exhibits the local disposition of the immense nebulous neighbors north actually south, of 88 Messier, they being preceded by M, number 84 and followed by them 58, 89, 90 and 91. In the same zone, thus describing a spot only 2 deg a half from north to south, and 3 deg from east to west, as the micrometer shows it, and it will be convenient to keep in mind, that the situation of the extraordinary conglomerate of nebulae and compressed spherical clusters which crowd the Virgin's left wing and shoulder, is pretty well pointed out to the practiced naked eye by epsilon, delta, gamma, eta, and beta Virginis forming a semicircle to the east. Whilst due north of the last mentioned star, Beta Leonis marks the northwest boundary. Reasoning upon the Herschelian principle, this may reverently be assumed as the thinnest or shallowest part of our firmament, and the vast laboratory of the segregating mechanism by which compression and insulation are ripened, in the course of unfathomed ages. The theme, however imaginative, is solemn and sublime. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 3049. GC 3049 equals H 1312 equals M88, Ra 12 H 24 meters 54.5s, NPD 74D48, 26.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL, VME, POD NEB, 8 observations by WNJ Herschel, bright, very large, very much extended, preceding of a double nebula. The following of WH's double nebulas non-existent HII.118 equals GC3050, given at RA12:24+, NPD equals 74:48:1860.0, in GC, described as F, S, F of DNEB, faint, small, following of a double nebula, with the remark not observed by HJH. Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate IV, Fig 20, Vogel Dr. H.C. Vogel, Position Specimen and von Nebelflecken and Sternhofen Swischen plus 9 D30, and plus 15 D30, DECL, Leipzig, 1876, Drawing on Plate I, Fig 9, Dreyer, 1877. GC3049, H1312088, drawings in Lassell, plate IV, Fig 20, and in Vogel, plate I, Fig 9, Dreyer, and GC4501, and GC4501 equals GC3049 equals H1312, M88, RA12 H24 meters 55s, NPD 74D48.2. 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL, VME, equals M88 right, very large, very much extended, elongated, remark, 4501, H, II.118, just following the M88, has been left out, as nobody after H. William Herschel, has seen any NEB open square bracket, F open square bracket allowing. M88, figures in last two Lassell, Memoirs or 8SXOXXXVI, Plate IV, Fig 20, Vogel positions Bestemann and der Nebelflecken and Sternhofen ZW plus 9 D30, and plus 15 D30, DECL, Leipziger Biob, Ban I, Plate I, Fig 9, LDR observations of nebulae and clusters at Bicker Castle, 1748-78. Transactions Royal Dublin Society, Volume the 2nd, 1880, Plate II. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC4501, RA equals 12:26.9, DEC equals plus 14:58, PUBL. Lichobs, Volume VII, Plate 37, a bright, beautiful spiral 5x2.5, in PA140 deg, bright, elongated nuclear region, including a bright, almost stellar nucleus. The whorls are rather close, and show numerous condensations. 17 SN, content Karasiev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using SpokenText, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about SpokenText, visit www.spokentext.net.